I do love this show. I'm going from one Davis to another. I'm going from Rebecca's Davis talking about male paint and lipstick testers to Judge Dennis Davis talking about Lindiwe Sisulu's IOL column, which she has defended. She has doubled down on it, and she accuses critics of it of having a narrow reading of it. And the unprecedented, is that a word that one can use here? News conference given by Deputy Chief Justice, Acting Chief Justice Raymond Zondo yesterday, where he took Lindiwe Sisulu to task in no uncertain terms. Judge Dennis Davis, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, John. I can't match tail and toe polish or whatever it is you're talking about, but there we are.
There has been criticism, I think from the usual sources, Dennis, that Justice Zondo should have let this lie. Did you go, yay, well done, when you either saw or read about or heard about his media conference?
Yes, I did, because I think that you used the word unprecedented. Well, South Africa, nothing is unprecedented. But the idea that a senior cabinet minister can, one, make a significant, well, launch a significant assault on a constitution, which, by the way, she has to swear allegiance to when she's appointed as a cabinet minister, and then make the most extraordinary insulting remarks about my black colleagues, calling them they have a colonial mentality. I think he was right to do what he did. I don't think judges do it all the time, because, quite frankly, we have to accept, as he said, legitimate criticism. But this wasn't legitimate criticism. This is a campaign to effectively destroy the Constitution and everything that goes with it.
She says that's a narrow reading of what she wrote.
Well, I don't know what a wide reading is. I mean, at the end of the day, she says this is a colonial constitution. This is that the judges basically are anti-poor, that they subvert, as it were, the aspirations of black people. And as Deputy Chief Justice, quite rightly, Acting Chief Justice, you just have to look at the judgments, which have been, you know, fundamentally the jurisprudence in South Africa tries to be as pro-poor as it can. But of course, the really astonishing point about all of this is, really, is it the text of the Constitution or the judgments of the Constitutional Court or any other court for that matter that has made people poor or has basically not allowed them to be lifted out of poverty and the degrading conditions in which they live in, and which, by the way, are utterly unacceptable? And it's that I think he was quite right to say, if you're going to launch on that kind of argument, you literally destroy the best hope we've got for a non-racial society based on dignity, equality and freedom for all.
Yeah, she has also said that, because one of my first responses when I read the column over the weekend was, you've been a minister in all of these portfolios. You've been a minister. You started out as the deputy minister, but subsequent to that, you became a minister in each of the success. Whenever there was a cabinet reshuffle, you moved, but you stayed in the cabinet.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
How did that happen? Perhaps Dennis pressed a button on his phone that he shouldn't have pressed. We will try and get him back, because I do think that this is a conversation that I would want to continue. Dear John, your show can only be called absolutely delicious this morning. Hi, John. Girlfriend wipes off a layer with a wipe tissue when she used to test lipstick. As disgusting as we were pre-pandemic, I'm worried about living in a sanitized world where, when we finally get exposed to the mildest of sickness, we will get really sick. I don't think getting rid of lipstick testers is going to make us probably had an incoming call back with us now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my first response, Dennis, was at the very least in this column, say, yes, I have been a minister, and it might appear that I've been part of the problem that I'm now outlining. And I want to tell you that I have spoken out multiple times in cabinet meetings about the more that we needed to be done, but my mentally colonized colleagues didn't listen to me. But there was absolutely no recognition that she was part of the problem.
Well, that's the point. There's no recognition at all that economic policy, that the implementation of economic policy are part of the problem. You know, there's a wonderful book by Tim Beck and the Kotoibi, which basically shows that in relation to land reform, it's not the Constitution that is the fault of, in fact, why we don't have proper land reform. We know why we don't have it. It hasn't been implemented. So she's been cabinet minister for all this time. It is, by the way, we know this kind of line of argument. She's not the first person who's dealt with it. Certain of her advisors have publicly spoken about this. It's an old hat argument, which essentially is designed to bring in an entirely different perspective of South African society, a form of populism which is extremely dangerous and which will subvert our best chance of a democracy.
I don't know whether you would want to venture an opinion on this, Dennis. Tell me if you say...
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Okay, we will try again because we've got 3 minutes, and if we can get Dennis Davis back as quickly as we got him the first time the call was put on hold, then he will have an opportunity to either say, no, that's outside of my sphere, so I don't want to get it, because let's just wait and see. Men wearing... Yeah. Back now. I don't know whether you would want to go here, but Justice Zondo saying it is not for the judiciary to tell the executive or the legislative what action to take, but he would be disappointed if there were not some action taken against Lindiwe Sisulu. Do you have a view on what that might be or should be?
No, I don't. But I suppose what I really would like is for not to double down and to say upon reflection. Certainly I'd like the president to say that. Because frankly, at the end of the day, he, and I might add, he is a central figure in the constitution that we've got, because he was the central figure in leading the constitutional negotiations. So it'd be good of him to assert what he's done before, which is, and I'm completely committed to the view that he is a constitutionalist, and we need to assert that. And everybody listening to this program needs to understand, poor people in Khayelitsha, who, for example, get benefits, and rightly so, because judges are not prepared to allow them just literally be discarded in the rubbish heap. Everybody needs to say, this is the best chance we've got. And I think, you know, the government and others should do exactly the same. I regard this very dangerous for obvious reasons.
Dennis, thank you very, very much for making some time available to us this morning.
Pleasure, John. Only a pleasure.
Judge Dennis Davis.